Hi, this is Jay Kobley, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Roger Huesden. A best-selling author, teacher, and speaker, Roger is devoted to showing his readers and students how to explore and live their most authentic life using writing as a tool. Roger has published 20 books, his work featured in numerous publications, including O the Oprah Magazine, The New York Times, Huffington Post, and Los Angeles Times. Today, Roger will be talking to us about writing ourselves alive, inspiring truth and beauty in your own words. Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hello, Jay. Thanks.
Many people know you as an author, especially your 10 poems book series. What some might not know is that you're a successful teacher. Can you talk a little about your experiences and background?
Sure. Well, as you said, I've written some 20 books over the last 20 years, but all of those books, whatever their subject, whether they're poetry, the ones that you mentioned, poetry or travel, I've done 3 travel books, a book on Rembrandt, whatever the subject is, my interest really has always been the continual asking of myself, you know, the great questions that come with being alive. To begin with, who am I in the first place? And what is this that we're doing here? Those kind of vast, broad questions are answered through art and have been answered through art for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I'm using the word art in a general sense, meaning whether it be literature or fine arts or movies, in fact, whatever it may be. The arts really provide a universal language for addressing these deep themes of what it means to be human. So in one way or another, all my books attempt at least to do that. And from my own personal experience, these themes and questions, you know, really are what have driven my wish to write books. Writing has been just the natural form that I've been involved in one way or another all my life since my 20s. And in terms of teaching, over 20 years ago, when I lived still in England, I used to run retreats on the various spiritual themes that are reflected in my books. But as I continued to write more books and see the value of writing itself as a tool for personal awakening and essentially coming closer to one's own authentic voice and truth, I certainly found that in my own experience with writing. When I moved to the Bay Area some years ago, I began to bring these two different interests together, that is, the writing and these existential questions, spiritual questions. And I did that really because I found from my own experience that attempting to articulate something, not just an idea, but one's own personal experience in life, attempting to articulate that in the clearest, most truthful way possible was a deeply clarifying process for me personally. And it, if you like, it rearranged the furniture in my psyche by writing out and coming as close as I could to the truth of an experience, of a personal experience, whether it be in relationships or meditation or whatever the theme is. The closer I was able to come to the truth of it in writing, the more clarified I felt, as I said. And what I mean by that is that in some way, the experience that I was writing about was healed if it needed healing. It integrated more into other experiences of my life. And also, the writing allowed me to see that particular experience from a larger perspective and not just being buried in the experience itself. So seeing something from a larger perspective tends to give compassion, both for oneself and for others. I found that, too, to be a byproduct of the writing process. For all those reasons, I started sharing this with other people, and that's what I've been doing for the last few years in the Bay Area.
I know you've taught a lot on spiritual memoir. What role does one's own story play in helping them become more alive and awake?
Yeah, that's a big question. what is it that happens when we write down our story? The first and immediate thing is when you write something down, when you make a sculpture or painting out of it, for that matter, but in terms of what I do, when you write something down, you're putting it outside of yourself. And in putting it outside of yourself, in this case, on the page, you're able to have a different relationship with it, a relationship that allows you to see from a larger distance, almost like a bird's eye view. And so it helps you not be so absorbed and involved in your own story. The story has a certain amount of independence from you when it's on the page. And as you look at it on the page, come to see, you may not be quite getting to the heart of what that particular experience really was. The process of writing about a particular moment in one's life, I usually work with moments. It's not really a process of writing your life story from when you were born through your childhood and on. That's more autobiography. But the spiritual memoir is taking those shimmering images, as someone said, those shimmering moments in your life that really remain with you in your imagination all your life. And they could be major, major events, like a divorce or a marriage or birth of a child, or they could be the simplest, apparently simplest of events, seeing some leaves fall from a tree. But whatever it is, those kind of moments in our lives seem to be turning points, awakening moments, helping us at least in that moment to see both ourselves and life differently. Capturing that in writing enables us to come closer and closer to the heart of the experience and therefore to the heart of who we are ourselves. It's a process, actually, of self-discovery. You actually don't know what is going to come onto the page when you start writing, because it's not by any means an entirely conscious process. So as you write, you may be surprised to see what comes onto the page. Sometimes it can even be revelatory. Revelatory, that is, about yourself or about the particular experience that you're writing about. You're also reclaiming parts of your life that have been so significant, reclaiming them and bringing them alive in a different way when you put them on the page. Part of the difference is discovering and becoming aware of your own authentic voice. One of the main purposes of taking an experience in your life and putting it on the page is getting, as I said, as close to the truth of the experience as possible in your own words. And as you do so, you are able to come closer and closer to your own authentic way of being in this world, as expressed on that page. No one else could ever write the page that you've written. It's unique to you. And that uniqueness is part of what I want to help other people bring out for themselves through the writing process, and to help clarify for them their own spiritual journey in the process.
That's wonderful. Does someone need to be at a certain level of writing to benefit from the classes that you teach?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because the answer is absolutely no. I mean, in fact, most people who've come to my writing classes have barely put pen to paper at all, except perhaps sometimes in the form of journaling. What I do in these classes is to encourage people to write a particular moment, to get down into their onto the page what I call a shimmering image from their imagination that has stayed with them all their life. Many of the people that say, who've come and said they've never written before, have turned out to be the most wonderful writers. They just never knew. But in the process of doing this, they discovered something, the capacity, actually, not only for writing itself, but really the capacity to get much closer than they had ever been to these seminal moments in their story, in their life story. That's a delight to find that. So no, people do not need to have written. Some people actually do happen to be accomplished writers. But I've learned that you never know when someone comes, you never know what's going to come out on the page, whether or not they've written a sentence in their lives.
In doing some reading about you before we spoke today, I noticed you've exposed yourself to many spiritual traditions. How have these experiences influenced you as a seeker, a writer, and teacher?
Well, profoundly, in one word, through the various encounters I've had, and primarily, I would say, in India with different individuals. I wrote a book on India called Travels Through Sacred India, and I've spent a lot of time there. But then also in the Buddhist world here in the United States and in England, what those exposures have done really is give me a faith, a profound faith in the way in which life unfolds itself from moment to moment and day to day. So beyond all the dogma or beyond any particular belief system, it's more what I've been left with, if you like, from my experiences with spiritual traditions is an orientation to life. And that orientation, I think at its heart, is a deep willingness to embrace life as it emerges for me in any one moment, which includes, of course, the light of the dark as well as the light, so that everything really can be an opportunity for bowing down further to this extraordinary, impossible thing that we call human existence. The allowing things to be the way they are, not passively, but with an active attention, is, I think, one of the, or if not the, primary fruit of any experience that I happen to have had. Also, you know, the realization of how I simply do not know a single thing. And I mean that in the deepest sense, that at any one moment, I honestly have no idea, despite whatever I may wish, what life is going to come up with today or this afternoon. So that willing openness to life, I think, is probably the common denominator of my experiences. We live in a culture which is just absolutely driven by the search for meaning and purpose, and the search takes us completely into the future. I want to use poetry as prompt. I want participants to use writing exercises to orient themselves towards a deeper meaning and understanding of purpose, one that's not actually necessarily based in the future at all, not something that you're heading towards, but actually something that is the essence of who you are in this very moment. We'll be exploring the nature of our relationship to purpose and how we might understand purpose, in fact, to be a gift rather than some great task we have to fulfill.